You're listening to Morning Edition on Nashville Public Radio. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. Every day in Nashville, music executives try to figure out how much money, time, and effort to invest in amateurs. This week, their projection plight is mirrored in the world of sports. The NFL Draft gives teams the boom or bust opportunity of selecting the nation's best college football players. And by coming to Nashville, the event highlights the crossover of talent scouting. We sat down with the man in charge of bringing in players for the Tennessee Titans and the music mogul who discovered Taylor Swift, Titans GM John Robinson, and the founder of Big Machine Records, Scott Borchetta.
In a way, everybody thinks they can do your job, right? Because there's NFL fans have mock drafts.
Yeah, no question.
They watch shows like American Idol. They're sitting at home. They're judges. But what's something within your job that's not televised, that can't be seen on a show like Hard Knocks?
I think for us and for our football team, it's about getting to know as best as possible the players as people. And it's easy to see, you know, the really good players, all right? But you don't know the underlying person. You know, is he doing charity work? Is he very involved in the community? Is he a good teammate? Or is the guy a problem in the locker room who they have to find a way to manage? And you got to worry about getting that phone call, you know, at 1, 2, 3 in the morning.
Something else that definitely affects both of you is data. And Scott, I wanted to ask you, I know that a lot of has been made of that, even going back to, you know, this will really age me, MySpace. But people even then started saying, well, this person has so many thousand followers. What does this data mean?
Ironically, when I opened the label in 2005, and signed Taylor, she showed me MySpace. I had heard about it, but I wasn't using it. And the industry wasn't using it. And I said, okay, so you've posted some of your songs on here. She goes, yeah, I post them so my friends can hear them. And this is how we're communicating. And then we used it as a marketing tool. So from a social media standpoint, one of the first things I look at when I get a new artist pitched to me is what's happening on their socials.
Yeah, well, I mean, the players, they don't get any bonus points for followers in my book. Can they block, catch, run, tackle, score touchdowns, make interceptions, sacks, whatever it is. But you're right, you know, that's become a big boom in our industry. You know, we have player tracking mechanisms in our organization where we monitor workloads throughout the course of practice and try to determine if a guy, you know, if he strains his calf, or, you know, at what point did that injury occur, and what was his workload at that point throughout the course of practice, so that you know moving forward, all right, we can push a player to point A, but when we start to get close to that workload number, we need to kind of scale it back because that may be his breaking point.
See, I want to ask you, because a lot of what I do when I sign an artist goes with gut. All the data can be there, whatever, but there's something that hits me like, okay, I want this artist in our building. And do you get the same type of thing when you see the talent, you go, okay, I want this guy?
There's probably, you know, 200-300 names on our draft board, but probably much like you, Scott, when you hear artists and you just kind of have that feeling. I'll open up my notebook and I'll write down 30 or 40 guys that I really want, and I'll do everything I can to try to get as many of those 30 or 40 guys on our team. And it is instincts. Guys can be the biggest, they can be the fastest, they can jump the highest. But at the end of the day, it's about playing football. There's a big sign in our draft room. It's three words: get it right. And at the end of the day, that's what we're charged to do.
Do you feel like that is your talent? That was something that you discovered early in your career that you said, you know, I do have an eye and an ear for this.
You know, I would say probably the first time I thought I was halfway decent at evaluating, I was a 23-year-old linebacker coach at Nichols State. And the head coach said, hey, go to Houston. So I drive into Houston in the Nichols State station wagon, and I kept trying to turn over rocks. And I ended up at Langham Creek High School. And I said, coach, do you have any players left? He said, well, we have a defensive back who didn't have an offer. So I watched probably 10 minutes of film, and I saw him move, and he stuck his foot in the ground, and he transitioned back. And I was that one play, and I was like, that's it. Long story short, we ended up signing him. He started as a true freshman. He ended up being, I think, the freshman of the year in the conference, had a great career. You just kind of see it, and you just know it.
You know, I grew up around it, and my dad was in the business. So it was one of those things where I didn't realize how much I learned until I started to apply it. The real moment for me happened when I had moved from Southern California here to Nashville, and I was out with a country band that was having some success. And at 19 years old, you know, they would talk about things. I'm like, well, I don't think you'd want to do it that way. You might want to consider X, Y, and Z. And they're like, how do you know that? That was where I really started to understand that my career probably wasn't as a musician. It was on the other side of the desk because I could speak the language and I knew what a hit was. And it's not something where you check six boxes and you have one. It's like, wow, that moves me. And I think millions of people are going to be moved by that and get that as well.
I can't thank you both enough. I know this is not a very busy time for you, John.
Zero. I got golf this afternoon. Probably going to fish all day tomorrow.
Well, thank you both for doing this.
Yeah, this is great. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Jason.
That was Tennessee Titans GM John Robinson and Big Machine Records founder Scott Borchetta.